Yeah, we've been fortunate to be able to talk to Brian about personnel, about some of the things we've doing. Personally, I've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years, giving him evaluations on guys, listening to his thoughts on starting with DB play, and really continue to pick his brain. Certainly when I was in my last role, when I was the GM, calling him and asking him questions, and when this kind of turned back in January, calling him and asking him again to be part of it, always trying to get him here, and because he's such, got such a bright future, he's got such a great football mind and a great presence and leadership ability, which translates to the front office. You know, I always think about Ozzie Newsome and how he made that transition, and then talking to him during the coaching search, you know, as we were going into the offseason about the team, and then he did more evaluations this year for the draft, and continuing to try to find the right role for him that he felt comfortable with. And when this came along, it was a perfect transition for him, and we couldn't be more excited to have him in the building and helping us as we move forward here.
What are the responsibilities? Where will he be based?
He's going to start with scouting and work with Joe and his guys, because he's done that and he's written evaluations for us. But we don't want to limit that to it. You know, his ability to communicate with the players and as Quinn Michael in his role right now, at the same time, everything that we're doing that's different than when he was a player, from a strength and conditioning standpoint, from a sports science standpoint, his observations kind of as a team as a whole, as he builds the team. So we're really going to drop him into a bunch of areas, drop different buckets that he's interested in, but it starts with the scouting component of it.
Based out of Denver still?
Yeah, he, you know, like our scouts are on the road and they have a home base in other places. He'll be there, but at the same time get an opportunity to go on school calls that are convenient for him and give him some things, just like our scouts. Our scouts are here for a week, he's here, but yeah, he'll still be based in Denver.
The lineage of safeties, you know, you mentioned Quinton. Quinton was in St. Louis and obviously brings Rodney, or talks to Rodney about Philadelphia, what makes it special, but all of it started with Doc, because Doc sort of led Quinton along when he was a rookie. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it maybe comes full circle here?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Last night before the team meeting, just seeing Brian and Q and them together, and shoot, if we needed a couple of players, and I said to both of them, and they both said that if they're going to do it, take any reps, they're going to linebacker now. But just what they represented, and for us as an organization to have that blueprint of how it looked, and we're hopeful that that's how it looks now with Malcolm and Rodney, and it all goes back to that. You're always looking for a blueprint of what it looks like ideally, and nothing was better than those times with, you know, in our opinion, best safety in the history of the National Football League.
Going back to when you made all these free agent signings, you talked about trying to recreate that family atmosphere. Is it important, too, that some of these guys who have played here in the past, when their playing careers are over, feel comfortable enough to come back in other roles with the organization?
No question. You know, they really set the standard and the tempo and allowed all of us, especially some of us young guys, when they were here, to get more leadership positions, because we were winning because of these guys. And they bleed green. They care deeply about this franchise. And we saw it when we asked for their help when we were doing the coaching search. And they just want to be connected, and that's the exciting thing about that. They take great pride in being an Eagle and wanting us to get back to where we were and hopefully take a further step one day.
Snapshot impressions from you of the first few training sessions out here?
You know, today was a physical day, you know, and seeing those guys, you talk about the safety, seeing Malcolm and Rodney impose their will from day one, and you saw it, and that's the intensity and the kind of temperament that we're trying to build out there. So when we're out there, so it's exciting, you know, to start. We got a long way to go. It's hard sometimes to forget we're in July, you know, but it was a great first couple of days, and I thought today was a really good day.
What have you seen of Wentz so far this week?
Well, he continues to work on the things that are going to make him get better. You know, I think that from his transformation, even just from minicamp to now, you could see the things that the coaches gave him to work on, which was a very specific skill set, and he's working on them. And, you know, he's obviously a rookie, and some of this is new, and having a day like this is new to him, and being around some of these guys who are playing defensively is new to him. But he's like a sponge, and he's got a great work ethic and a really great temperament, and I think that will serve him well as we go forward.
Is it going to be tough for you at all, being the guy who made all these bold moves to move up and get him, if you don't get to see him play this year? Is it going to be tough just you don't get to see the fruits of your labor right away?
You know, Dave, I never really thought about that question that way, you know, because we get to see him every day right now. But I think our goal here is to try to evaluate everything, and I'll try to think about that question and get a better answer next time.